This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm chomping at the bit to comment on the supposed capture of Saddam Hussein. I was in Houston, Texas, Sunday morning after a successful showing of Road to Tyranny and John Carpenter's They Live at the local movie theater there. Great seeing everybody. And I got up that morning, turned on the television, something I rarely do these days, and they were announcing that they had captured the rat. They had the ace in the hole. They had captured Saddam Hussein the day before, and they were announcing it to us. The governor of the American governor of the territory of the holding was saying that we have done it, and some Iraqi journalists, about 10 of them, jumped up and started hooting and hollering and praising this development. Of course, they didn't point out that if you don't have a pro-coalition news article, you get arrested and your paper gets shut down. They said, look how spontaneous it is, and they showed more spontaneous celebrations on the street, 10, 20 people jumping around, close shots, just like last time with the pull down of the statue that turned out to be Chalibi's people in staged celebration events. Though Saddam was a horrible thug, he was our thug, that is, the globalist thug, I should say, and there's been so many false reports of captures of other people. I thought we'd go over this today. I don't know what to believe. And we're going to open the phones up early in this hour. And yes, we'll take dozens and dozens and dozens of calls today. Wide open phones on the show. What do you think's happening? Your chance to respond. I don't know. I know this, though, that Saddam they showed during the war with the glasses was not Saddam. The Israelis and Iranians and others looked at it and said, that's not Saddam. I could look at it and tell you it wasn't Saddam, though it was a better body double than the fat guy that they claim was bin Laden 2 years ago. Remember that video, the fat guy in the dark room that looked nothing like bin Laden, had a nose twice the size of bin Laden's? We know that was fake. We know that the Pentagon has planted hundreds of fake letters from troops in newspapers with false signatures. We know they've lied to us about mass graves and mobile weapons trucks and uranium from Niger. We know that they've planted false news stories of impending terror to, quote, create hysteria. We know the Jessica Lynch story was a, quote, fable. So I don't know. I told you I thought Jessica Lynch story stunk to high heaven the day after it happened. Then we found out Jerry Bruckheimer produced it, and it was all lies. And now she has said that about 3 months after I said it and many others said it. I don't know, okay? I'm looking at this. I'm studying this. I've got my gut level understanding, which is usually about 98% accurate. I am occasionally wrong, but I'll tell you what I think's going on in the next segment. And you can bounce it off of me, and I can, you know, hear what you have to say. I've thought a lot about this. I put my mind to it yesterday. So it's going to be a big show lined up for you. This is what the Israeli intelligence has to say, which doesn't even go along with Bush. Interesting. Indications are Saddam was being held prisoner. That's from the Debka file, and that's exactly what I thought. As I was driving back from Houston, listening to talk radio and the propaganda and thinking about it, I sat there for an hour eating breakfast in my hotel room, listening to what they were saying, what they were up to, what they were doing, and I came away with that guy had been a prisoner, and he was drugged. I mean, you know when somebody's on drugs, he was on some type of depressant. That was clear. It looked like somebody hopped up on psychotropics as well, or lithium. The Iranians are still saying that the U.S. government flew him out. We'll go over the history of Saddam, what I think happened, take your calls. Believe me, you don't want to miss the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. Toll-free number to join us on air, your chance to respond. going to calls quickly in this show today. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my, I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisec, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back 9 to midnight Central. I'm here. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have open phones on the broadcast today to discuss, well, all the news articles and different spins coming out concerning Saddam Hussein. Has he been captured? Was he being held hostage by Republican Guard paid off by the U.S. government, which they admit they paid off the entire Republican Guard leadership? Is this nothing more than a staged event? Or have they really captured Saddam hiding in a rat hole, as they've said, the ace in the hole? Look, I could care less about Saddam Hussein. The guy was a CIA assassin in 1954. He was put in at the direction of the U.S. government as the head of the Ba'ath security apparatus in the late 60s and the late 70s. He became the Iraqi dictator. He was funded by our government when he committed all of these atrocities. I love how they talk about the atrocities he's committed. I was watching CBS and ABC this weekend, yesterday, and they were saying, he committed atrocities against the Iranians. He viciously attacked them. And I'm thinking, yeah, under U.S. government control and funding and orders, it's just so hypocritical. And compared to North Korea, compared to China, that Bush just cut Taiwan loose to, you know, compared to all these other people, compared to Russia, Saddam Hussein is nothing. And I've had the former top CIA people on this show in the Reagan administration where they say Saddam did not nerve gas those Kurds. It was the Iranians. They did the blood test. There were congressional hearings. They were hit with cyanide gas, which was used by the Iranians, sold to them by the Soviets, not sarin or VX. But Saddam is a thug. Saddam did torture people. I mean, Bush's speech about there'll be no more secret police, there'll be no more torture. They've set up Chalibi, the former lieutenant of the Shah, who was the number two man in the Iranian torture squads under the Shah. That's admitted. He's a convicted bank robber in Jordan, our ally. They've been torturing people all over the country to death. It's admitted. And so they talk about the end of torture, and then I hear the news bragging, Saddam may get tortured. And I hear these people going, Saddam's such a thug, he tortured people. And 5 minutes later, yeah, let's torture him. You're engaging in doublethink out there. It's like we've won the Super Bowl or something. You know, oh, this is a great victory. We've captured Saddam. Let's not have any politics. Let's savor this for the troops. If you really cared about the troops, you'd get past Norman Rockwell images of Bush with fake turkey presentations, you know, not for eating, just for looking. You would get past all that and get into real stuff like them not getting their pay, the troops going on food stamps, their families, CPS grabbing their children while they're out of the country. That's been coming up. The deadly vaccines they're being given, the smallpox, the anthrax, admittedly deadly, the 1,900 times the safe depleted uranium level that our troops are breathing. The first Gulf War troops were three times more likely to have deformed children, lung cancer, you name it. A lot of it from the depleted uranium. They hired Dr. Rook, the Army doctor, sent him over there to disprove it. He resigned and said it's true. They've got radiation lesions and bleeding intestines, classical radiation sickness, bleeding gums. And they use roughly 10 times the level of depleted uranium in this Gulf War than they did in the last Gulf War. And the same sicknesses are showing up now in Serbia, where they use this stuff. And our troops are breathing it. You may not care about the Iraqis, but I care about our troops, folks, and I care about the Iraqis, too. So, folks, I've got to tell the story now to let you understand why I'm so frustrated. I showed Road to Tyranny and another film at a movie theater in Houston. Big success. Great seeing everybody. And so I get up Sunday morning, and I'm, you know, eating breakfast in the hotel room, and I turn on the news at like 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, and there's Saddam captured. And so I watch that for a few hours, leave, and I'm driving back to Austin, 3.5 hours, listening to Houston talk radio, Austin talk radio, and San Antonio talk radio, and briefly Dallas. I listened to three local shows and part of a syndicated show. I called into three local shows on big, you know, 50,000-watt AMs. I call into them, and I say, well, I just want to point out that Bush cut Taiwan loose and said they, you know, they could be on their own, violating our treaty with them. China's a much greater threat, more abuse than Saddam ever thought of. Why are we talking about Saddam as, quote, the next Hitler being captured? But not talking about how our government funded and created him, and they'd say, thanks for your opinion, and hang up on me. So I'd call back, and I'd go, this is Kevin. I think they ought to hang that piece of filth, and I think we ought to arrest anybody that disagrees with Bush. Sir, let us get you right on. Let us get you right on. And they would put me on the air, and I'd suddenly switch back to my regular, you know, Alex Jones, and I'd say, I'd shift out of character. I'd say, you know, we put Saddam in power and told him to invade Kuwait and told him to attack Iran. And, you know, he is a thug, but compared to all these other people, he's nothing. And the PNAC documents say that they want, you know, wanted to have terror as an excuse to get the oil, that Saddam wasn't a threat. Dick Cheney wrote that. And the host would hang up on me and go, how dare you say you were for the president or for this and then come on and do that? You lied. But by them doing that, they showed they were censoring the calls. And I would try to call in first and get on, you know, telling them what I plan to talk about. They're trying to stop the First Amendment. So then I called in a local Austin station after the, president's namesake, LBJ. And I try to get on, and they say, thanks for your opinion, and hang up on me. Don't put me on air. And so then I call back, and give them a fake name and tell them I just, you know, totally agree with the president. I'm right on air. And the host knew who I was and says, this is Alex Jones, isn't it? Yeah, it's Alex Jones. He hangs up on me and goes, look how dishonest you are, calling in and saying. But again, they were showing that they were censoring the calls. And then I called, I think about six or seven of my friends here locally, had them all call into that local show. And I instructed them to first call in and say that they were for the, for exposing the government connection with Saddam. They wouldn't let them on. They keep them on hold for 20 minutes, not go to them or hang up on them. And so I told them, okay, now call in and say you agree. And, of course, they got right on. Folks, think about this. I mean, when you're listening to regular talk radio, that's what's going on. And so only the people that thought it was like a major football victory or something, only the people that thought we just won the Super Bowl and this is such a victory. Before I got home, I pulled in to get gas in South Austin. People are walking out with cases of beer. People are giving each other high fives. And I go, so it's a celebration. You bet, we're going to party. Yeah. You know, I was just going, whoa. So, and that's the way the media presented it. Ooh, this really shows Bush was right about the war. He captured Saddam. What does that mean? It means absolutely nothing. So I haven't made up my mind from all the indicators of what's going on here, but I would suspect, in probability, we know that they flew the Taliban and Al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan. They worked for the CIA. That was totally staged. That's admitted. We know they flew the bin Ladens out on 9/11, and Bush Sr. was meeting with the senior bin Laden in D.C., and we know that the Pakistan intelligence head who wired $100,000 to ADA was meeting with the House and Senate Intelligence Committee chairman. We know that was all staged. They flew them out, too, out of this country. 144 of them, not just the 8,000 out of Afghanistan in the middle of that war. That was totally staged. So all this is happening. We know all that, and then we know Rumsfeld got up before the war and said, we've paid off two groups of Republican Guard, only one more group to pay off. This is press conferences. I have them on tape. We have paid off two of the major army groups, only one more army group left. And then after the war, Rumsfeld says, we never paid anybody off. They fought to the fullest. I never said that. And he was in front of thousands of, you know, cameras and TVs, and no one called him on it. And we know that they met with Republican Guard generals. We know they flew them out and paid them off. That's now totally admitted. And even the Israelis are saying, which I'm surprised by, they're saying it looks like Republican Guard were holding Saddam down in that pit that was more like a prison. The Viet Cong used those on us. It's a little man trap. Dig a hole, line it, stick somebody down in it. It's total control. And it looks like they were keeping him on ice to then bring him out. He looked drugged. He looked like he'd been beat up. He had swelling all over his face, which the Israelis point out, which I had noticed, like he's been beaten a lot the last few months. Because when you've really been savagely beaten, all the bruising doesn't go away around the eyes. There's still a general puffiness, a raise. You can see some new scars on his face that weren't there. And he looked like he was hopped up. And in fact, everybody was saying that. Man, he looks like he's drugged. So you look at that, you know, I found out from a high-level Bush administration official that I cannot name, a lot of them live here in Austin, that on Air Force One, Bush Sr. bragged that they've got bin Laden dead from kidney failure, part of an agreement with his family, and planned, I've been saying this for 2 years, planned to roll him out right about a month before the election. And I don't know if this is the case, but I don't know if they're trying to give me disinfo. But this is classic. And I said they can roll the weapons of mass destruction out right before the new year, right before the election. Now, this is a classic, classic, classic tactic. But when we get back, we'll go over the Debka file that's on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Indications are Saddam was being held prisoner. His own people were trying to collect the $25 million reward. That'll be their spin, of course. Analysis capture has few initial gains other than poll increases. We'll get to what Greg Palast has to say. I want to go over the history of fake arrest. Chemical Ali outlived death reports. Captured Al-Qaeda man was FBI spy. Was mastermind really captured? Mystery surrounds convenient arrest of Al-Qaeda's mastermind On September 11th, Pakistan accused of staging bin Laden aid arrest. There's hundreds of these on Prison Planet right now. Mainstream news, where they've done other staged events where it turns out the people they're arresting are really FBI or CIA. We'll be back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I have seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen, and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
All right, coming up here in just a few minutes, I'm going to start going to your calls. Manuel and Kevin and Paul and Dylan and Charles and everybody else is patiently holding, and I appreciate your patience. As I said, we'll take a lot of calls on this situation today. But when you think about the fake Jessica Lynch rescue, the fake letters posted in the newspapers by the Pentagon, there's been like five cases where they bust Al-Qaeda lieutenants, and then they get caught secretly releasing them. and paying them off because they're known CIA or FBI agents. It's just totally staged. They have staged arrest. Well, we know that Saddam Hussein in 1954, when he was 19 years old, was hired and taken to Cairo for 2 years for intensive assassination training. He killed dozens of Iraqi officials. He was vicious. He was wounded in an unsuccessful attempt to kill the Iraqi president, though he did shoot him. And I don't believe he killed the driver, going from memory. I've got the articles here in front of me. And then he was put in as the new security chief in 68, 67. Then in 76, he became Iraqi dictator. They told him to attack Iran. They told him go ahead and attack Kuwait. He was always following orders. He's nothing compared to China. He's nothing compared to any of these people that our government is funding and training and never talking about them. I mean, they kill Christians, take their organs in China. You don't hear any big discussion of that. But it's Saddam, such a murderer, what he did to the Iranians. He's so bad. So we don't know what to believe, but let me read this Debka File article, and then we'll go to the loaded phone lines. Indications are Saddam was being held prisoner. A number of questions are raised by the incredible, bedraggled, tired, and crushed condition of this once savage, dapper, and pampered ruler who was discovered in a hole in the ground on Saturday, December 13th. The length and state of his hair indicated it had not seen a barber or even a shampoo for several weeks. The wild state of the beard indicated he had not shaved for the same period. The hole dug in the floor of the cellar is a farm compound near Tikrit. It was primitive indeed, 6 feet across and 8 feet across, with minimal sanitary arrangements, a far cry from his opulent palaces. Saddam looked beaten and hungry. Detained with him were two unidentified men, two AK-47 assault rifles, and a pistol, none of which were used. We've been told that, folks. The hole was only one opening. It was not only camouflaged with mud bricks. It was also blocked. He could not have climbed out with someone on the outside removing the covering. And most important, the $750,100 notes were found with him, but no communications equipment of any kind, whether cell phone or even carrier pigeon, for contacting the outside world. According to Debka File analysis and analysts, these seven abnormalities point to one conclusion. Saddam Hussein was not in hiding. He was a prisoner. That's exactly what I thought an hour into watching the news. After his last audio tape message was delivered and aired on Al Arabiya TV on Sunday, November 16th, on the occasion of Ramadan, Saddam was seized, possibly with the convenience of his own men, and held in the hole in Anwar for 3 weeks or more, which could have accounted for his appearance and condition. Meanwhile, his captors bargained for the $25 million prize the Americans promised for information leading to his capture, alive or dead. The negotiators were mediated by Jahal Tamimi's Kurdish PUK militia. These circumstances would explain the ex-ruler's docility, described by Lieutenant General Sanchez as resignation in the face of his capture by U.S. forces. He must have regarded them as his rescuers and would have greeted them with relief. And from General Sanchez's evasive answers to questions on the $25 million bounty, it would be inferred that the Americans and Kurds took advantage of the negotiation with Saddam's abductors to move in close and capture him on their own account for three reasons. And we'll go over those reasons later in the hour. I want to come back and go to your calls. And there's some spin in this article, too. But yes, I mean, the guy's been beat like a ball-headed stepchild. The guy was hopped up on something. They probably dropped some knockout gas in there 5 hours before. They had a 7-8 hour timing. They went in there, hauled him out, took him to the Baghdad airport, stuck him up there in front of everybody. And then there's the question of body doubles, because they admit he had 10 body doubles. And I'll tell you, he looks like the real Saddam. That guy they put up there with the glasses on TV, different bone structure, different nose, different lips, little chicken neck. Saddam had a big old fat neck. That was not Saddam Hussein. So we know there's body doubles mixed in here. And Dan Rather had to respond to this. We've tested his DNA. We've tested his teeth. Or it's him. How did he know that just a few hours after they announced it? They didn't. There's no proof of that. So Dan Rather's trying to allay your concerns. After all these staged arrests, after all this staged business, I don't know. But I know this, we're being lied to about some of these facts. We've been lied to about every fact in Iraq up to this. Will this be a lot like all the others? We'll find out. Your call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have been on collagenate for 3 months now and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I heard about collagenate through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me and they're saying, what have you done? And just tell them I went on collagenate. I have been on collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Ann's personal experience while taking Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Why don't you see what collagenate can do for you? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. You got to call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
The DEBCA file that we have a link to on InfoWars.com is made up of former and current Mossad and others. That's why I'm very surprised to see them coming out and being honest with their analysis, because it's exactly what the conclusion I came to about an hour into watching the footage Sunday morning of the disheveled, bedraggled, ace in the hole, cockroach in the hole. Again, I'm no fan of Saddam Hussein. The problem is, it's like taking a lower demon and giving it unto Satan and thinking Satan is going to do something good. And that's how the globalists make themselves look good. They create a Hitler, they create a Lenin, they create a Mao, put them in power, and then tell us how good they are fighting them. And it's a historical fact that they create all these people. We're about to go to these loaded phone lines, but the Israelis are saying, look, this guy had been beat up. He'd obviously, you know, been tortured. He'd been held captive. Folks, there were videotapes of Saddam out with guys with guns around him in different Iraq cities 2 or 3 weeks after the takeover. He had no facial hair other than a mustache. I looked at that beard. It has to be at least 6 inches long in places. The fastest a beard can grow is a little over a half inch a month. We're just saying 3/4 of an inch a month to make it, you know, impossible. It wouldn't be that long. And again, he has CIA control over him going back to 1954 when he was an assassin We're going to go over that news today. We have Ronald Reagan's chief CIA advisor, Ray McGovern, joining us in the next hour to take your calls. Let's go to the calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Manuel in Pennsylvania. Your chance to respond with what you think's going on. Go ahead.
Alex, this one looks kind of sloppy. Because when they threw him in there, you can see a specific direct indication of manipulation and insertion of theatrics. When they say that he had Mars bars in there, the red planet, the god of war, that's a direct message there. You see their intent for the theatrics, how they placed it. And then the guy
And for those that doubt it, it sounds crazy. It's like leaving the Skull and Bones card at the sniper scenes. It's like on the one-year anniversary of 9-11, the New York lottery, 9-11, the Chicago Mercantile, 9-11. I did see that. Very bizarre.
That shows their intent for manipulation and insertion of theatrics right there. And also, he did look like he was placed there. It's obviously Saddam. My first reaction before I turned on the TV was, is it Saddam? Then I said, you know what, it looks like it is Saddam, but was he placed in there?
Well, remember the guy with the little chicken neck and the mustache and the...
They had to admit that was
one of his doubles. The Israelis, the Egyptians, the Iranians said that is not him, and you could tell it wasn't him. This looks like Saddam, folks.
Well, you know that always the main ingredient in their little concoctions of stage events and manipulation is always hypocrisy, number one. And two, is they rely on a lack of memory within the American psyche. You're very familiar with that yourself. We talk about it all the time. People do not have a minor short-term memory.
Well, this is being looked at, Manuel, like it's a football game, like we just made a big touchdown.
I'll tell you, my family members, I was here on the couch listening to my shortwave when my father came down here. We got him, we won. I said, who won? He said, Bush won. I said, what are you talking about? Then we got Saddam. I said, you know what? What does that change in Iraq? Does that change the situation? How long has Saddam Hussein been contracted by the CIA? How many lives are we losing?
Well, that's my point, is all these terrorists and dictators, they have to admit, were CIA.
And
well,
who
they still
they put
are.
Into power now? And what changes? And what changes here on the ground? Do we have a First Amendment back? No, we don't. Do we get the Second to keep that? No, we don't. Do they recognize our rights now? No, they do not.
Thanks for the call, Manuel. Good points. And that's the point I was trying to make in Bush's speech at noon, or at 11:30, or whenever it was. He gets up there... 11 Central. Bush gets up there and says, no more secret police, no more torture chambers. The guy they got running, Baghdad, Shalibi, was the second in command of the dreaded Iranian torture forces under the Shah. Now, that's admitted. Our ally, you know, it's not like it's Syria saying it. Our ally, Jordan, is demanding they turn him over. And they said, no, he is a convicted bank robber. They've been torturing the daylights out of people. They've hired most of the Baathists back, paid them off before the war even began. That's admitted. And folks, I don't think it's 3 weeks that the Iraqis had him in that hole trying to make a deal. I think it's 4 or 5 months. Okay? If they didn't tell him he was getting on a plane to Russia, fly it out and fly that sucker right back, and believe me, his face had puffy spots all over it from bruises months ago. As the Israelis say, he clearly had been beaten up one side and down the other. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in North Carolina. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Listen, I'm right in line with you on that Saddam. About time to bring him up to the top of the hole with that Halliburton stuff coming out, won't it?
Yeah, Halliburton in no-bid contracts and overcharging the Pentagon, $1.2 trillion missing in the last 8 years from the Pentagon. Let's just forget about that. Let's talk about the big victory. We got Saddam.
Well, not to jump subject with you, but how about this UN thing in Macedonia where they're handing out lottery tickets to get you turning your weapons?
That everywhere the UN goes, they confiscate the guns, and our troops are getting good training doing it.
Yeah, well, they said there was one mostly clips, because, of course, there ain't but 55 billion of them running around the world, and they were upset because they won't get nothing but mostly hunting guns, and right after that, they said if you didn't turn it in, you'd get 10, 15 years in prison.
Sounds like freedom.
Yeah, getting free every day.
Yeah, they could own guns in Iraq, but not in the countries where the globalists get their way.
Well, we're the last ones that got them there about, so... About time for them to start something. This reminded me of Clinton's little deal back in there, you know. Well, I should have known we had trouble when he was up on there doing the Macarena, you know. But you know, same old stuff. You can't get rid of these people. They keep coming back, and I guess Lord Bush be running if he loses. So,
what do you think about how I've tried to call into talk shows, and when I'm trying to expose this, they won't let me on the air?
Well, it's power with stupidity is all it is. I try to work on them, too, but I tell you...
Kevin, how do you get a board operator and a radio station to censor calls out that disagree?
Well, you threaten his job, Alex. That's what you do. That's how you get a lot of men to do a lot of things they wouldn't do.
But, I mean, I just hope the listeners realize that most of these stations, when you hear everybody buying this, that they're censoring the calls. Thanks for the call. Again, I had like five, six, I guess it was seven people call this one local station, and they wouldn't let them on the air. And they're acting like they are not censoring people. That's one of the local stations here in Austin that I am not on. So you just think about that, folks, when you're listening to that station. Let's talk to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I think this was the timing of this was uncanny because the weather on the East Coast was bleak and horrible in the population centers in the United States. And so everybody was at home. And, of course, they sprung it on an early Sunday morning, which makes it the perfect news time. So they knew it was going to disseminate among many Americans. So I thought that was odd.
Well, also, right when Britain wants to back out of the war for power and oil and weapon sales, right when Bush is about to speak, two British interests get bombed. Every time they were denying that Saddam was with al-Qaeda, Bin Laden releases a tape saying, I'm with Saddam.
Yes.
And every time Clinton gets caught with his pants down, Bin Laden blows something up. And then now, with the Halliburton news, the plunging approval ratings, all the corruption coming out, they capture Saddam, a beaten and obviously drugged Saddam, in a hole in the ground.
Yeah, one thing about this, too, that I kind of am going to dread, because the one thing I would hope to get out of a man who's probably going to be given the death penalty is I'd like to see his like a testament or a quick autobiography of his put out by his jailers. And you know this, they're not going to let this happen, because he would be able to explain exactly what him and Rumsfeld discussed back in 1983.
About a week before he's killed, just like with the Patsy Lee Harvey McVeigh, he will admit to everything.
Yeah.
And it won't be on video. It'll be text.
Yeah.
And he will admit to everything.
Yeah, and of course, having done it all on his own volition and never with any American intervention.
Yes, he'll say, I never worked with the CIA. I work with al-Qaeda. I had lots of nuclear weapons. Yeah.
Yeah, and also I targeted the Iranians with the chemical weapons on my own, and I didn't need any satellite imagery.
Exactly. Thank you for the call, Paul. Great points. Dylan in Texas, thanks for holding, sir.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for being of service today, and thanks for bringing us this information and opinions about Saddam. Unfortunately, I feel that I tell you, I'm having a hard time today keeping my head above water, keeping my attitude right. I'm a veteran. A bunch of my friends of mine served. About the time I did, about a decade ago, I was very fortunate not to go to Iraq. One of my friends did in the Marines. You know, it's just like our media focuses on the lives of the rich and famous. And we're so dumbed down that we focus on that, too. And I appreciate you bringing this topic up, Alex, but it just shows how much we're all affected. We have to focus on the lives of the rich and famous when there's, 1,000 times the safe and healthy amounts of radiation going on in Baghdad.
1,900 times. 1,900 times the safe level. Dozens of news agencies, dozens of medical centers. It is a fact. The Army's own scientists went public and said this is killing our troops, killing the Iraqis. It is deadly. Our troops have triple the rate of deformed children. This is a fact. But no, the good old boys won't discuss that while getting drunk, going, we got Saddam. We got Saddam. I saw people running out of the stores with cases of beer for the celebration. They told us, celebrate tonight.
Oh, I know.
Celebrate America. Get drunk while our troops die for the globalist.
Alex, I'm really trying to keep my attitude right when I'm speaking to people, and really trying not to fly off the handle. I'm really trying to talk intelligently because a lot of people, they just don't think about people who are serving right now or the veterans. And thank you, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate the call. I mean, to them, caring about the troops is not caring if they're given smallpox or anthrax shots, proven to make them sick, not caring if they're huffing depleted uranium. Think of the crimes the globalists have committed. 3 months ago, a BBC article came out. We didn't know Project Shad went until 85. We always thought it was suspended in late 1979. It was declassified. The British government admitted it in a joint exercise with the U.S. as late as 85. They would have U.S. and British troops stand out in a field, spray them with nerve gas. Some would die on the spot. Some would die a week later. Some survived. Now, we're talking about hundreds of troops they killed. Our government killing our troops, knowing what it would do. And it said no one's going to be charged because the porting down scientists followed U.S. and British government orders. No one's going to... You have a government that will nerve gas our own troops in a field. They did dozens of these experiments. We have a government who admits thousands of times releasing radiation, chemicals, biologicals over U.S. cities. They're doing it still today, folks. This is all declassified. We have an FBI that's been caught running the prostitutes, the drugs, the murder for hire all over the country. Crime labs, federal and state and local, framing people. It's all over the news every day. Again, this is a criminal government. That's the point. It isn't the U.S. government. And you got a bunch of compartmentalized people in the CIA, the FBI, and others that are good people that don't understand what the higher-ups are up to. And the criminal mass is growing and getting bigger and more powerful and lying about more and more to the point of we don't know what to believe anymore. Everything they've said about Iraq has been a lie. And I always say, let's give it time, let's look at it. I don't know what happened with Saddam. I don't know if he was flown out of the country, though they said he was. I know they paid off the Republican Guard. I know this guy was obviously being held prisoner. It's obvious from all the indicators. And again, the Mossad agrees with me. How weird is that? Again, what do you do? What do you say? Charles in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air, my friend.
Hey, how you doing? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Good to hear from you, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, listen, I don't watch mainstream TV anymore, so I haven't really seen the pictures or anything, but I probably tend to agree with what you say. It's probably just a phony vote-getting thing, like, let's have a celebration, nothing else going on. So I don't really know too much about the Saddam thing. I think it's, what are they going to do, draw and quarter the poor guy? I mean, not that I'm... have any thing to say positive about him, but I mean...
Well, let's be honest about Saddam Hussein. He's a tough guy. He climbed up the ranks. He's a CIA killer. He murdered communists. He murdered their families. He bombed them. He shot them. He stabbed them. The estimates are that Saddam Hussein personally, with his own hands, killed over 100 people for the U.S. government. Okay? He was a secular, right-wing... anti-communist. And our government put him in power and told him to attack Iran, which was funded by the Soviets. We got the former deputy for Ronald Reagan, top CIA guy for Ronald Reagan, coming on to tell you all this next hour. And he did his job. He followed his orders fighting communists. They told him to invade Kuwait. He did it. And then all this happened. No, I don't support Saddam Hussein. He's a dangerous killer. But compared to North Korea or China, that our government's arming to the teeth, he's nothing. He's not a boogeyman. Go ahead, sir.
Or what we're doing over there in Iraq, too. What's the difference, you know? What's been going on over there? All the reports you hear and stuff. Innocent people getting slaughtered and that for what? Also, I wanted to ask you, did you ever hear of Nusra before?
Yeah, it's not real.
It isn't?
No, it's a government propaganda piece that there's a secret bill that America's okay and there's patriots and Washington's already, you know, gotten rid of the Federal Reserve. It is total propaganda to make people think everything's okay as they set up martial law publicly.
Oh yeah, I just heard something about it. I looked at their website, but I don't know what to draw on. I'm glad you know about it.
Yes,
also, did you know you're in David Icke's new book? Are you familiar with David Icke at all?
Yes. No, I didn't know that I'm in the new book.
He mentions your trip to the Bohemian Grove on page 308, and he also mentions the video is available on Infowars.com.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for the call, Charles. Mark in Rhode Island. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, Mark.
Great. I was able to spend some time this weekend with my 14-year-old son and get him some weekends, you know, that whole setup. And we turned the TV on in the morning, and I saw, you know, oh, Saddam was captured and whatnot. And I've been telling him a couple of years now about the NWO and, you know, about you. Actually, I had him watch online your video of 911, the Road to Tyranny. So
oh, great. Yeah,
yeah.
The whole thing's online for free, yeah.
Yeah, and also there's a guy out here who put an access on the Access channel yesterday when we watched the whole video. I think it was your second Police State movie.
The Takeover?
Yeah, is that the one where you showed the big thing in Seattle there?
How that was staged, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he watched the whole thing. And
good, I want to commend who's doing that.
And the other thing is, Alex, just this whole thing with Saddam. You know, like you, I agree, the guy is not a saint. He's certainly not an angel by no means. But the fact that he's been being paraded out there all over the channel all weekend and even this morning and tonight.
Well, let's be honest. Our government gives medals to all the other people for doing what he's done. He's followed his orders. He did what he was told to do. And then they pulled the rug out from under him in 1990. Stay there. I'll let you finish up, Mark.
Oh, my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisec, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We had Ray McGovern coming on the show. He's been on 4 or 5 other times. I believe he's now going to come on in the third hour. He had some type of emergency meeting he had to go to, probably national television. I see him on there sometimes to talk about the lies. So that's coming up later in the third hour. He's scheduled to be with us. And we're going to continue with your calls and all the news, which is a good thing because there's so much of it here. Before I go back to Mark and Bill and Moses and John and Randy and others. Toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Both the sites are absolutely jam-packed with the background of fake arrest, CIA connections, CIA control of Saddam, Al-Qaeda, all mainstream stuff, folks. Videos of Rumsfeld with Saddam, you know, all that stuff. That's there, so please email your friends and family and tell them if they want the truth to make their own decision about what's happening, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. There's a bunch of other police state news and other things that are happening with legislation that we can't let be totally smokescreened by this Saddam thing. We will talk about Saddam for the entire show today, interspersed with some other key police state news that we must cover, as well as martial law developments. Now, the government says we're about to see more massive terror attacks. Before I go back to these loaded phone lines, I want to encourage every listener who hasn't gotten my new film, The Matrix of Evil, The Matrix of Evil, as Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself. It's an amazing film talking about the New World Order, full of solutions. There's 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Police State to the Takeover. There's all my great films, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where I caught the world leaders involved in occult rituals. Yes, they admit I got the video, folks. It's real deal. You need to get that video as well. They're $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours. Order three or more of the films. They drop down to $20 a piece. I'm carrying the new Loss of Liberty tape by Tito Howard about the USS Liberty. I'm carrying Eric Huffman's new video, Painful Deceptions. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get the films. Make copies of them. Air them on Access so others can be awakened. We're having a huge effect. We got to expose the globalist. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. These tools are working. Let's go back to Mark in Rhode Island. Finishing up, Mark, go ahead.
Thank you, Brother Alex. I appreciate that. So, like I was saying, going back to the mainstream media and, you know, how they're just parading him out there like a dog and pony show talking about Saddam. And, you know, the thought occurred to me, is this a Christmas present to the general public?
They even said that. The general at Fort Hood said this is a present for everybody.
I didn't hear that.
And it's just ridiculous propaganda. We'll all feel good now and go out and spin more.
And then, you know, you couple that with Alex, and I'm sure you're aware of the media blitz and barrage of the, you know, the flu, and you got to get your shot, and we're going to get, you know, you're going to die. It's disgusting. It really is.
We're going to take care of you. There should be a law. You got to take this. These people that were against vaccines, they're eating the crow now. And then I heard Dr. Dina Dell this weekend. Well, how would anybody not take a vaccine? Because your own CDC admits a baby by the second round of shots has 160 times the safe level of mercury in their blood. That's why.
Amazing. And I know you're waking up the people, Alex, and a lot of people are. And I just pray that the people will wake up, and that, you know, especially a lot of Christians. I mean, I think they're really naive and gullible, and they need.
Well, they think George Bush is a Christian. They think he's the answer to Bill Clinton when he's the continuation of Bill Clinton. Thanks for the call. Listen, folks, Saddam is a thug, a killer, okay? But he was under the globalist control, okay? And compared to Bush cutting Taiwan loose last Tuesday, I mean, Saddam is no threat at all.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4300.